Now to Philippa Childs, the head of Bechtu, which represents more than 30,000 staff, contract and freelance workers in the entertainment industry. Really important to get your steer on all of this, Philippa. Thank you for being here this morning.
Good morning.
I think it's difficult for people who aren't well versed in maths or understanding the situation. Is there enough support for freelancers at the moment?
So I think the answer to that is no.
Right.
We're really pleased that the government has extended both the furlough and the self-employed income support scheme. Actually, we would agree with Annalise Dodds that that should have happened earlier to allow businesses to plan. Mm-hmm. But we all know that there are 2.9 million freelancers and self-employed people across the economy who have had no support for the last 8 months and for whom the government announcements yesterday helped not a jot. So they continue to have no support. And many thousands of those freelancers work in the creative industries. It's really desperate for those people. Excluded UK, a group which has been set up to support those individuals, did a survey recently which suggested that mental health problems across that group are much bigger than the rest of the economy, and we've already seen, sadly, some suicides as a result. So it's really quite devastating for those people who have paid their taxes, like the rest of us, to receive absolutely no support.
It's so tough. That's where I was, actually. I was freelance before I got this job here at the BBC. And I know that even without a pandemic, it can be quite dicey, can't it? You know, living
really
from
difficult.
Job to job, hand to mouth. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, what happens now then? I mean, do you think the government are listening? Can you go back? Can you make these calls? Can you help to understand where the situation is? Or do you think that some people would say, well, you know, it's not a bottomless pit, is there, of money?
Well, I think some people are saying that. The government seem to be studiously ignoring this problem. But I was thinking about that this morning, actually. What more can we do? We need, clearly, to have a big push in the run-up to Christmas because, you know, it's unthinkable that these families will have no safety net in the run-up to Christmas. You know, we're talking about real families with children and mouths to feed, and it's heartbreaking, quite frankly.
Yeah. So if anyone's listening this morning and they're in that situation, what's the best place for support for them to turn right now, whether that be financial support or mental health support?
So, obviously, Excluded UK are doing a fantastic job to support people in those situations, and they've got various support mechanisms in place, including, I think, a helpline. But obviously, there are normal things for people who work in the creative industries. There's a film and TV charity who have a helpline and also can provide limited financial support. I think the problem is that all of these funds have now been exhausted in supporting people. So I think it's really important that we focus on the government and that, as I say, we make a big push in the run-up to Christmas to make sure that they do recognise that there's a huge number of people who are really struggling.
Yeah, we will keep the issue front of mind. Thank you so much, Philippa, for being here this morning. That's Philippa Childs, head of Bechtu, which, as you've heard, represents more than 30,000 staff, contract and freelance workers in the entertainment industry. What more can we do? What more should we do to